So just how drastically are the demographics of the United States and the heartland changing? And what kind of long-term socioeconomic impact will the new majority have? To find out, we bring you our first By the Numbers segment with award-winning journalist Guy Garcia of the consumer research firm Ethnifax. Hey, Guy.
How you doing?
So, Guy, you've been working on this really cool data project. It's called America Reimagined. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, America Reimagined is basically updating the clock on a multicultural majority America. And by our measure, it happens on August 22nd at 7:56 p.m. nationally.
You are saying that this year, the United States will become, by the numbers, a multicultural majority nation.
Exactly. Because what we're saying is we're taking the census information and adding to it what we know are the behaviors, the mixing, the merging by cohabitation, by relation, by having children or relatives of different races and ethnicities, and a certain percentage of people in very high density ethnic communities, we know that they are part of that group, that they have the same attitudes and values of
and so a they're included majority. In this notion of becoming a multicultural majority nation.
Yes, they are.
Is essentially people who are white and who are cool with multiculturalism.
Well, and they may be not as white as they used to be. One of the outcomes of this is a redefinition of the increasing diversity of what it means to be white. The melting pot is over. You know, at the very most, you could say, well, if there ever was a melting pot, the pot itself is melting.
So these terms, multicultural, white, minority, majority, how soon until the lingo kind of catches up with the data about who we really are in this country?
What we're seeing is both ends want to shift towards being 100% Latino and 100% American simultaneously. They want to own them both. They don't see it as either or. They don't see themselves as half and half. They don't see themselves as eventually becoming totally American, and they feel it's their right, and they're doing it. And especially the younger multiculturals, that's the world they live in.
So, Guy, earlier in our show, we had a story about a town in Nebraska called Fremont, where there has clearly been a lot of resistance to this Latino population that has been settling there. So, from the research that you have seen, what sets a place like Fremont apart from other small towns in America?
Well, sociology is starting to become very clear that proximity is not just living nearby, but it's also a length of time of exposure. There was a study about two small towns in Iowa that had exactly the same demographic mix, mostly white. They both had recently an influx of immigrants from Latin America. One town reacted very allergically to it, the other town much more embracing of it. So they tried to find out, well, what was the difference? Because by all other measures, they seemed identical. And they found out that some immigrants from, in this case, Asia, had come 20-some years earlier, and a younger generation was exposed to them, and the older generation got used to having people of different race and ethnicity. And by the time the second wave came, they were sort of inoculated from this kind of knee-jerk racist, you know, exclusionary effect. The other town didn't have that experience, so they reacted in kind of a more stereotypical way. William Gibson, the writer, said, you know, the future is here, but it's just not evenly distributed yet. So that's what's going on.
How do you bring that upon communities? I mean, if you're saying, look, Fremont and every other place in the heartland is going to change demographically, how do they go about being exposed if they're closed off? Can you force that? How does that happen?
Well, you can't force it. You can escape it, but only to a certain point. And increasingly, the numbers show you're going to have a relative, you're going to have a cousin, a son, a daughter, a nephew, a niece who is Latino or gay or Black, and grandchildren and nephews and nieces that are mixed race. Mixed race Americans is the fastest growing segment of the entire population. It's exploding. Anyone who says that they're oblivious or they see no signs of a multicultural America really has to be, in some kind of a sensory deprivation tank.
Guy Garcia, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thank you.
Guy Garcia is the president of New Mainstream Initiatives for the consumer research firm Ethnifax. To see the Ethnifax Culture Edge Clock, visit latinousa.org. And let us know what you think.